You are listening to The Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. Join him as he and his guests discover how businesses thrive in California.
Well, welcome to The Pilgrim on the 405. We are especially blessed today to have somebody from all the way from Sydney, Australia. Peter Lawson is a great friend, and Peter Lawson is also a great friend to CPAs around the world. Peter has been involved with CPA stuff for over 25 years, and Peter's got some great stories to tell us about how CPAs can thrive in California. So welcome, Peter.
Hello, Will. How are you?
Well, wonderful. It's a wonderful day here, about 78 degrees in Southern California, and we've been looking forward to talking with you for a long time, so I'm really glad to have you on the show.
Happy to be here, Will, and proud to be here as well.
Well, tell us a little bit about Sydney. What's going on down there these days?
Okay, we're Sydney, thriving at the present time. Small business owners are a little bit nervous about the economy, the way things are heading. Our interest rates are at an all-time low. We're trying to keep our interest rates up to keep our dollar value up. A little bit of nervousness with small businesses. Small business owners, when it comes to the accounting side of things, small business owners are shopping around for fees with accountants. Something new.
Tell us a little bit about, you've had a lot of experience with CPAs and accountancy. Tell us a little bit about your history.
Okay, I've been an accountant for 30 years. I'm still a fellow of CPA Australia. I practiced, during those 30 years, I practiced for 22 years, retired from practice in 2002. And amongst many other things since 2002, I have been assisting accountants with efficiencies within their practices, and then decided that really where I want to go with accountants is to help them to help small business. And I do that now with a business advisory program specifically designed for accountants to help deliver to their clients, overcoming all the challenges that they currently experience.
Well, that seems to be a major issue that I find in talking to small businesses is finding how to make that transition from knowing a lot about what I do or what I create or the service I provide to learning how to run a business. And it seems to me that one of the first people they turn to is a CPA, because they're the ones who are looking at their P&L, they're looking at their financial spreadsheets and things like that, and they're looking at them for advice. But I don't often see that there is a program that CPAs have to offer this advice on a regular, comprehensive basis.
Will, a great observation. As a matter of fact, what you've observed there from small business is indicative in all the current surveys for small business and for accountants. In fact, small business owners are looking to grow their business. They're looking to accountants to grow their business. But unfortunately, the so-called advisory services that accountants offer at the present time don't help them to grow their business. They're more analytical type things, like looking at benchmarking, looking at numbers, looking at PE ratios, etc. What the accountants are in fact doing is analysing. And analysing doesn't give advice. They're analysing and finding where the problems are with the small business owner by looking through their balance sheet and P&L. They're only identifying, though, they're not providing a solution. What we've got now for accountants is a program that can easily assist them to assist their small business owners with a solution to these problems. Now, cash flow is king, let's face it, in any business, and cash flow is dwindling in small business at the moment. That's why with accountants, they're a little bit bemused with how to help their clients, because they're more analytical than advice. So now we've put this program together where they can offer their clients advice in relation to marketing and other things that they need right now in their business.
Well, I was having breakfast this morning with an accountant, the senior partner, really the founding partner of a significant CPA firm here in Orange County. And what he said was that, you know, he does offer real solid advice. I mean, he'll come into a company and spend a lot of time interviewing everybody, bringing it back to the CEO and telling him what the problems are that he's finding out there. Now, that is That is unique. That's not something that every CPA firm offers. He's very successful because he does a long-term retention of clients because of that. He also has a long list of clients who want to come to work with him, but he has to regulate that flow because he has to hire new CPAs to help him out with that. But a lot of that comes, a lot of that impetus comes from his willingness to spend all this time learning about the problems a company has and then spending the time advising them with solid information on how to move forward. Now, that's not something that everybody does. So tell me a little bit about how your program might help a CPA firm offer that those kind of services on a regular basis to their clients.
Okay. Getting back to the accountant that you had coffee with this morning, the accountant in question, again, the accountant is going into that small business owner and identifying problems. Again, analytical rather than advice. They're identifying problems and then saying things like, your stock turn is too high or stock turn is too low. You need to reduce that. Your debtors are too high. You need to reduce your debtors. But not offering a solution. What small business owners want these days, Will, and you ask any small business owner, what two things could you use right now in your business that could help it grow? And they say more customers and more revenue. I think what your accountant is doing is fantastic, and it's more than most other accountants do. But what he's doing is he's identifying these issues and not resolving the issues, not providing a solution. My program for accountants is great, because it puts the accountant in a position to assist the client to overcome their issues and assist their client to grow their business. And in doing so, because it is a marketing-based program, something very different for accountants, but being a marketing-based program, it addresses the issues of getting more customers and more revenue. Simple as that. It's a five-step methodology. I won't go into that right now. But the accountant you spoke to today could make very good use of this program to take their clients to the next level.
Well, all right. Now talk to me a little bit about what this program offers to a CPA's clients.
Okay. Basically, with the program itself is on a five-step methodology. It's basically all about generating more leads, converting more of those leads into customers. Now, once they get more customers, then the next step is transactions, to do more transactions with those particular customers. The next step being, look at increasing the average price. Step four, higher prices. And step five is all about increasing your profit margin, in other words, becoming more proficient. What the program does, it's an online e-learning system. So the beauty of it is that it can cater for all types of clients. There's some clients that probably can't afford consulting or coaching services, but the system is designed as a do-it-yourself for those particular clients. It gives them continued weekly information. It sends them a video each week on how to improve various parts of their business, walks them through dominating their market, identifying their perfect target market, and so on. It's there as an assistance. Now, the beauty for the accountant, all the heavy lifting is done by the program itself. The clients look at the video, they come into a coaching session, be it group coaching or one-on-one, and then they talk about the ideas they got from the video. And then the accountant or the coach or business strategist can then talk to them about implementing those things into their business. Really fast tracks the consulting side of things.
So this is one way of helping that accountant to be present without having to spend a lot of time repeating himself every time, right?
Correct. Yep. Traditionally, with consulting, you arrive at a consulting engagement in the client's boardroom, and you ask the first question of, okay, how do we go with last week's action plan? And it's normally like deer staring in the headlights. That's just explaining, oh, we had a really bad week. So you sit there and try and teach them something. It goes in one ear and out the other. The beauty of this is the clients can look at the video at their own leisure, in their own time, can pause it, go and have dinner with the kids, come back, but have that knowledge in their head and then bring that knowledge to the table with the accountant, who then can help them to implement that into their business. It's all about facilitation.
Well, give us some examples. Tell us a story about some clients who have used the e-learning system.
Okay, a typical example. Now, what we're experiencing, Will, and what you'll experience, experience all over the world, is basically what is happening is that accountants just don't have the time to deliver these services. They don't have the time to get their head around it or become expertise in these services. So they generally engage a business strategist. But to give you an example of some clients that have gone on the system and had the benefits of group coaching, you generally find with the clients that, there's small business owners that really want to get ahead, and there's small business owners that, aren't as keen as others. But the keen ones were finding a doubling of profits within a period of 6 months. And that's a small mum and dad style business with a $250,000 turnover and a $62,000 net profit. We're taking their net profit, almost doubling in a 6 month period, from $62,500 to about $100,000. And again, it's just about following the 5-step methodology, and follows the Pareto principle of working on 20% of your business at any one time, just one-fifth, one of those 5 steps, working on that at any time, tweaking it up, and then you're going to get 80% of the results. So these sort of results are quite common. At least within a 12-month period, small business owners will double their profits.
Wow. And that CPA firm is going to have their thumbprints all over it.
Well, what client is ever going to leave a CPA when that CPA is responsible for helping them to increase their revenue and profits? Accounting fees aren't a cost anymore, Will. They actually become an investment.
Now, in your experience, how does this help a CPA firm in terms of attracting new clients and retaining clients?
Well, believe me, from my own experience, I developed advisory services in my own practice. And I can tell you here and now that the word does get around amongst small business owners. The beauty about it is that we assist the accountant. We also assist them with a referral system so that we can capture and take advantage of every opportunity to get referral. So, in fact, the clients of the accountant are very, very happy. We also have a strategy whereby these clients come in for a half-day workshop and they become a community. And all of a sudden, these clients of the accountant, instead of just being advocates for the accounting practice, they actually become raving fans. And they start bragging about their accountant really at their local, country club or their local golf club or whatever. That builds itself. The other thing is too, when we joint venture the accountant with a business/marketing strategist, that marketing strategist will assist them to market to prospective clients of the practice, and also to increase the conversion ratios.
So, in effect, the CPA firm is also going to benefit from not only helping their clients, but also to bringing in new clients through marketing programs.
Will, exponentially. Because what happens with all of these clients involved in the program, they're going to require more information from their accountant. They're required to see them more often. The beautiful part about it is the accountant doesn't have to explain that to their client. The business strategist does it for them. Hence, accounting fees on average, on very conservative average, will grow by 20% for each of those coaching clients.
Wow.
And they're quite happy to pay, because if they're paying $1,000 a month to their accountant, and their accountant is improving their revenue by $5,000 a month, do you think they care?
I think that's a good thing. I think that's a really good thing. Now, listen, Peter, I want you to stick around because we're going to take a little break here. But I want to hear, when we get back, I want to hear how CPA firms can get involved with a program like this. So thanks for listening to us. We've been talking to Peter Lawson, Accountant Superior from Sydney, Australia.
Does your company need more than basic financial transactions? Are you holding your business back with your entry-level accounting software? When your business starts to grow, and it will, you'll need more security, features, and functionality. Well, let me introduce you to Gravity Software. Gravity Software's online accounting solution is written on the Microsoft CRM platform. No more islands of information. Financials and CRM are fully integrated and in the cloud. Gravity's goal is to fill the gap between entry-level accounting software like QuickBooks and complex and expensive enterprise applications. Gravity Software, simply innovative business management. Learn more at go-gravity.com.
Hi, it's time for more insights from Sandler Training. Here are some ideas on beating procrastination. Do what you hate first. The least enjoyable tasks should be done early when you're most energetic. For example, the buyer you'd rather not call should be at the top of your list. The accountability contract. A daily call with a friend outlines the dreaded things that you both should do that day. At the end of the day is where you talk about your accomplishments. The 24-hour rule. Do one thing toward accomplishing any new task as soon as it's assigned to you, and start your follow-up aimed at finishing that task within 24 hours. Visualize completion. Think about how great you'll feel when you get it done. The more in-depth your visualization, the quicker you'll start making it happen. And that's another tip from Sandler Training, finding power through reinforcement.
Well, welcome back. We are back at the Pilgrim on the 405. We've been having a great time with Peter Lawson, CPA extraordinaire from Sydney, Australia. So, Peter, we've been talking about this wonderful program for CPAs on how they can retain clients, get new clients, increase revenue, increase transactions with their clients. Tell us how a CPA can get involved with this program.
Okay. Look, it's simply a matter of getting in touch with me. I think the best way, because you're local there, Will, for these accountants to get in touch with you, and then we can organise a screen share from there. And I'd be happy to run a screen share with any of your CPAs in the States. I've done that on several occasions. As a matter of fact, we have over 40 accountants across the States and Canada that are using the program at the moment. Be very happy to have a chat with them. But if it's okay with you, if they could phone you direct, Will, or at the radio station, and then we could organize a screen share from there and I could take them through.
That'd be great. They could get me at 949-355-6013. That's 949-355-6013. I'll be happy to take calls for you, Peter, and we can set that up.
Yep. I mean, I do have various websites and what have you, Will, but yeah, they're cumbersome websites, and people would be struggling to write them down. So, best if they just get in touch with you locally, makes it easy for everybody. Set up the screen shares, and you know my time availability. I can send that to you anyway. Sweet as a nut.
Sure.
Okay.
So tell us what happens, Peter, when somebody does sign up. What's the process that's going to bring them these new clients?
Okay, that's a great question. Okay, so what we do is the accountant actually comes on as what we call a site owner or a licensee. They license our program. We build a website for them, totally personalised, customised to them. Now, bear in mind, this website sends out auto emails. The beauty of that is it enhances the communication for the accountant. I mean, a lot of accountants see their clients once a year, have a chat, sign some documents, and off they go, if that. So with that, we actually build them a website, which is their online e-learning system website, where their clients can come on and gain access to that. So that is how we start off with the program. So we build that personally. Now, what we're finding, Will, is that we've built sites for the accountants. And by the way, the website we built doesn't become your accountant website. You still retain your current website. You just have a hyperlink over to this one. But what we've found, Will, is that most accountants just don't have the time or the expertise to get these, to deliver these services. And another thing that they say too is that they can't seem to get their clients to pay for these services, which basically means they do not have the ability to market the services. So for that purpose, we engage them in joint venture with a business/marketing strategist to take over the heavy lifting.
And heavy lifting means?
Okay, heavy lifting means that the business strategist will come in there, assist the accountant to get the ball rolling, get clients onto the system. The beauty about the system is that it caters for every client. It's designed in such a way that it can be a do-it-yourself program for the clients. Obviously, they're not going to be fast track as much as if they have a facilitator or a coach. And then we also offer group coaching or even one-on-one coaching. For those, then what happens is that the business strategist will organise all the events to get the word out, to do all the marketing for the accounting practice. And, of course, the obvious place to start is with your own clients. You know, let them know that you've in, that the accountant has invested in this program to help them to grow their business. And we do that by a series of strategies. I won't go into those, but the business strategist takes away all the heavy lifting, organises all that. We'll do all the presentations. We'll do all the follow-up with the clients. We'll engage and enlist them onto the system, onto the program, doing everything.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, it seems to be that we're talking about having some unique business propositions for CPA firms. So tell me a little bit about, is this an exclusive program? Are we going to have every CPA firm in Orange County on a program like this? Or is there some other particular way we're going to help CPA firms to use this program?
Look, the situation is, Will, it's on a first-in, best-dressed basis. Let's take Orange County, for example. How many CPA firms would be in there?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. You've got 13,000 businesses here. Are you going to have at least 300 CPA firms?
Okay. Well, you know, it's not going to tread on anybody's toes if we had, say, 100 CPAs there. But what we'd be starting with is probably looking at 5 to 10 CPAs, get them set up and get them rolling. That would be the initiation there. It's not a territorial thing. I mean, clients don't leave accountants. Clients do leave accountants if the accountant's not performing. If the accountant is offering these sort of services to help them grow, they have a very, very high ratio of retention. So when you talk about how many accountants we want on, well, you know, if you've got a community of 300 accountants, well, you know, I'd like to be looking at, say, 50 to 100 max in that area, but certainly start off with 5 to 10 and get the ball rolling for them. You know, same old stories, just like McDonald's, you know, the first ones that came on board with the McDonald's franchise has really made very good ground.
All right, so tell me a little bit about some stories about some CPA firms. You say you have 40 around the United States and Canada.
Yep.
Talk to me about some of the experiences that they've had.
Okay. Here's a classic example. One of our business strategists was interviewing. They actually did a presentation, and then there were 12 clients in there, and 10 of those clients decided they wanted to learn more about the system. The classic is, this is how we set things up for the CPA. This is how we make life easy for them. The business strategist actually asked one of their clients some questions about their business. And the client said, well, I'm intending to increase my business by 100%. I'm going to look at joint venture capital, etc. And the business strategist pointed out to the client, did you know that your accountant provides those services? Wham. No, I didn't. All of a sudden, the client now realises what the accountant, what things that the accountant does and performs. Accountants aren't very good at communicating. They're very good at numbers, but they're not very good at words. And so the advantage here, these are just little things that happen along the way. The business strategist is actually marketing the accounting practice just by letting the clients know exactly what the accountant can provide for them. One thing, just one large thing. Other experiences, when we, here's the classic, when you talk about the big picture. With the program, we have a group coaching program, and every 3 months we get all the coaching clients into a half-day workshop, you know, about 3 hours or so in the morning, with the accountant and the business strategist present. Now, the classic in one of our situations, I had an accountant, well, sort of not complaining to me, but the biggest problem he has was getting the clients to leave the premises. he actually left and went back to the boardroom, and all his clients were in there networking with each other. You know, this forms a community around the accounting practice, and you can see how your clients are just never going to leave that community. It just improves the loyalty, improves retention. And there's a lot of other things I could say, Will, but I know we're limited on time today.
Well, tell me one more story.
Oh, one more story. Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm just trying not to mention names, of course, because I'm still an accountant, bear in mind, and I still have that anality about me. Another great story, we had a situation where we did have a workshop, and there were the accountant went in there and made an announcement about some services they were offering. Well, that was their first workshop session. They had 15 clients in there. 5 of those clients immediately made appointments with the accountant, number one. Number two, at the conclusion, they all started mingling, two of the clients actually came up to the accountant and said, you know, we thought you were a pretty intelligent guy. And he said, well, yeah, what are you being? Well, why is it that you're not smart enough to introduce us to each other? You know, like, here's my new best friend here who has a tyre business, does truck tyres, etc., all sorts of wheels, and here I am, I own a trucking business with 8 trucks in the fleet. Do you think we should be doing some business together? Now, this old adage of accountants saying, oh, I don't want my clients knowing each other, that's rubbish. You get your clients coming into these events and they do their own internal networking. They love joint venturing with each other, love doing business with each other under the protective dome of the most trusted advisor, the accountant. And we always will be the most trusted advisor.
Yeah, I think that's really a clear thing, that the accountant really does occupy a particular and peculiar, unique place in a business owner's mindset. They are that trusted advisor. Plus, they are the trusted advisor, and they're not paying $600-$700 an hour like they would with an attorney. So they're going to be asking a lot of questions. And it seems to me that the program you're talking about will give even more reinforcement for that accountant to be able to offer these services without a huge expenditure of time.
Will, a great point you make there, and we're finding the more that we go on with these workshops, etc., we find that this community thing is happening. We're finding that the accountant is realising even themselves how much their clients do rely and trust them with their most precious asset, their financial information. People don't like talking about financial information. They freely talk to their accountant about it. And you'll find when they do go to another advisor like a lawyer, etc., they always want their accountant there. It's the security blanket. It's the trusted advisor that can be impartial with advice.
All right, Peter, I want to give you something. I want to give you a megaphone, and I want you to pretend that at the end of that megaphone are the accountants in Orange County. And so I want you to take the next 5-6 minutes, talk to accountants in Orange County, and talk to them about what they can be doing.
But, okay, welcome, accountants in Orange County. Great to talk to you today. Pete Lawson from Australia. Been an accountant for over 30 years, practiced for 22 years. During that time, I bolted advisory services onto my practice. Virtually a forced issue in the early to mid-90s when we had a severe recession in Australia. I had a lot of clients going out of business, had no way of helping them, because I can tell you here and now, when a business, we all know, when a business doesn't make any money, there's no point minimising their tax. Now, that's when I decided to provide advisory services. Best thing I ever did in my business. It was the most valuable part of my practice when I sold it. So nowadays, what I've done is, in wanting to help small business, I actually came across this program, and I've enhanced that particular program to tailor it specifically for accountants so that accountants can use this as the platform for their advisory services. Now, I know what you're saying. We haven't got time to do this. We're tied up with compliance work, etc. But, you know, there's another thing happening too, and it's happening throughout the world, is that small business owners are now shopping around for accounting fees. They are shopping from go to woe. You know that it doesn't cost anything really to set up an accounting practice now. All you need is a laptop and an internet connection, and you use cloud-based accounting software. So for that very reason, we've got to offer more to the clients. Small business owners want to grow their business. You ask them, there's two things that they want in life, in life of their business, is more customers and more revenue. Now, we do, accountants that are providing advisory services, we're more analytical than advisory. When you think of, you know, the things that we consider as accountants to be advisory are benchmarking, analysis of financials, looking at key performance indicators, profit forecasts, etc. When we're analysing financials for accountants, we're identifying problems, but we're not solving the problems. Small business owners want us to solve the problems. And this program is designed as an advisory program. It is an online e-learning marketing system that can help you to use this as your platform to ensure consistency for advisory. Now, in addition to that, I know that your biggest issue is time. And we know that you just haven't got time to produce this and what have you. You haven't got the resources there. Fine. I've resolved that issue too, because I've experienced that in the early days of giving this program to accountants. So what we do there is we joint venture you with a business/marketing strategist who comes in a full done-for-you program to take away all that heavy lifting. And believe me, your clients will be asking you for more information, for more accounting work, and they will also be saying that they're prepared to pay for it. So all that, those issues that you have with marketing to your clients, it's very hard to promote yourself. But if somebody else is promoting you, it makes it a lot easier. So the strategist will come in and help you not only with the marketing of your practice, but also help to communicate with your clients the benefits of this program and how much of a great guy you are or a great lady you are for thinking about them and investing in a program to help them to grow their business and overcome their two main things: more customers, more revenue. Cash flow is king in small business, and cash flow is business oxygen. I mentioned that in my first book, Creative Cash Flow. And I've also written another book specifically for accountants, and Will will probably give you more details on that. It's Business Breakthroughs for Accountants, Marketing Strategies. But the situation is that we need to help our clients to grow. We've got to meet their needs, and their needs are not analysing what's wrong. Their needs are resolving what's wrong. They need help to improve their cash flow. Simple as that. So, Will, that's about where I
Well, that's
think.
Right. Sounds to me like what we're looking for is that you're looking for four or five CPA firms who want to participate in the cutting edge of how to help clients move forward by developing all of those business advisory services that you so successfully have used in Australia in your accountant firms.
Yes. Look, happy to talk to five. I can probably only do five at a time, Will. That's a very good observation there. Yeah, look, I'd like to talk to accountants who have the attitude that they want to help their small business owner clients. You know, I want them to be passionate about that. That's most important, because this is where everything comes about. The base end of the day is it's a win-win-win situation. The accountant has a win because they're retaining good clients. They're not only retaining high-value clients, they're also attracting high-value clients to their practice. Number two, we have a win for the business strategist. Let's face it, it's a great situation for the business strategist to be talking to one accountant who has 100 small business owners behind one door instead of having to look too far. But the big winner is the small business. And all small business needs is a trusted advisor like an accountant to show them a program and give them a program that can help them to grow their business. Now, the way we fast track that is by a facilitator being there, the business strategist, to help them walk through this program. Simple as that. I'd like to take on five accountants at the present time, because I know what business advisory services did for my practice. It absolutely shot through the roof once we got started. And the thing was, I did all that myself, and I was very slow getting started. As a matter of fact, I was $100,000 down the hole. And it took me 3 months to get things rolling. And again, I realized the importance of having somebody in there as the catalyst, like a business strategist, to help get things rolling along, get the word out there, get the people in, and get them growing their businesses.
Well, so, Peter, what we can do is we can share this with some accountants in Orange County, and we'll find those five accountants who are on the cutting edge, willing to try something different, willing to go the extra mile to help their clients thrive in California, which is what this whole Pilgrim on the 405 series is about. We are talking to people from all around the world to pick up how businesses, especially these small to medium-sized businesses, can thrive in California. And so it's been so helpful to hear from you today, Peter. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing to these accountants?
Instead of thinking about how you can't do this, think about how it can be done. I know the challenges. I mean, I'm doing a webinar today on the challenges that accountants face with delivering advisory services. We'll help you overcome all those challenges. This is a great program. It's a proven program. And the big thing is, have a think about, you know, you're probably sitting there thinking, oh, what clients would be relevant for this? Well, I'll tell you where to find some clients that would be relevant for this. Have a look on your age debtors trial balance and have a look at the clients that are 45 days and over in paying you. They're obviously experiencing cash flow issues and they need your help right now. So do the right thing by your clients and help them to overcome the obstacles that small business owners have. And major obstacle at the moment is cash flow. Help them to improve their cash flow. I can assure you that you won't have them in 45 days on your debtors listing anymore. So that's all I can say. I'll tell you one great thing, guys, that's happened to me when I was doing advisory. One of my best experiences, and it happened a lot of times, I'd go to a function and I would, you know, one of my clients would be there. He's a businessman and he'd have his wife there and, you know, we're all dressed up to the nines. And the wives would come across and shake my hand and say, thank you for giving my husband back. He's a new man. He's not stressed. He loves his business. And you know what? We're going away for 3 months together. And we know when we come back, the business is going to be there because we have all those systems and processes in place. That's the gratitude, guys. It's got nothing to do with the money. It's all about that.
Thanks so much, Peter, for being with us. And for people, for CPA firms who are interested in talking with Peter, get in touch with me. This is Will Crist at 949-355-6013. That comes directly to me, and I'll be happy to set up a screen share with you with Peter to find out if you are one of those five CPA firms in Orange County who are willing to take the risk and jump into a program that's going to significantly improve the businesses for your clients. Also, help you retain your clients, help you get more transactions, and help you to increase the revenue of your CPA firm. So thanks, Peter, very much for being with us. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
My pleasure, Will.
This has been the Pilgrim on the 405 talking to Peter Lawson, CPA extraordinaire and developer of a program to help CPA firms help their business, their clients' businesses thrive in California. Look forward to talking with you again. Make it a great day. This is the Pilgrim on the 405.
You've been listening to the Pilgrim on the 405 with Will Crist. To hear more of the programs in this podcast, go to www.willcrist.com.